From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. The U.S.-led coalition that launched airstrikes against what it says were Syria's chemical weapons apparatus believe it has sent a clear message to Damascus. The United States, France, and Britain launched the strikes early Saturday morning. Lieutenant General Kenneth McKenzie speaking to reporters at the Pentagon on Saturday.
I'd use three words to describe this operation: precise, overwhelming, and effective.
An initial assessment showed every one of the missiles struck its target, reducing the facilities to rubble while avoiding any civilian casualties. AP correspondent Charles de la Decima reports a key Syria ally, Iran, has denounced the strikes.
Iran's state-run IRNA news agency says Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has called the U.S.-led airstrikes on Syria a military crime. He spoke at a meeting with officials and ambassadors from some Islamic countries. A report quotes Khamenei calling the leaders of the U.S., Britain and France, the countries that launched the attack, criminals. The Allies' operation was intended to punish Syrian President Bashar Assad for an apparent chemical attack against civilians and to deter him from doing it again.
The Islamic Jihad militant group says four of its members were killed Saturday during an accidental blast in Gaza near the Israeli border. An explosion apparently struck a three-wheeled vehicle near a Palestinian protest camp. Islamic Jihad said the four were killed during preparations. On Friday, the Gaza Health Ministry said one Palestinian was killed and more than 900 others injured Friday by Israeli troops who used gunfire and tear gas to repel numerous attempts by Palestinians to cross the border. This is VOA News.